Hey, and welcome to day three of Freedom to Rise, the mini series I'm putting out on the podcast this week to go alongside my free four-part workshop, Freedom to Rise, that's happening 8 p.m. Monday to Thursday this week, UK time. All replays are available. It's not too late to register for free if you stumbled upon this episode and you're not sure what I'm on about. The link is in the show notes to sign up and catch up. Even if you're not on social media, you can still watch the replays because I email you the link to an all-access replay page for you to get them. I just know people taking part this week have had breakthrough moments, ahas, light bulbs, like, oh my God moments of this is the thing, like, this is how I'm holding myself back. This is why I'm not getting results with my goals. This is why this whole manifestation thing has not been working out for me. And I'm like, hey, universe, have you forgot about me? Like, have you skipped over my turn with all the blessings that I'm supposed to have? The universe hasn't skipped over your turn. And I really hope you feel clarity over how you can really step into the next level of your growth, healing and expansion so that you can start creating the life that you fucking deserve, whatever your next level entails. Your next level career success, your next level relationship, your next level social life, your next level travel itinerary, your next level house, your next level bank account. All those things that you crave, that you desire, that your heart desires for, is meant for you. And so far this week, we've gone in depth on how you can discover ways to start your transformation so that you become a magnetic match for what is meant for you. And we can take where you are now and where you want to be, and we can shorten that timeline so that you are showing up as the version of you who already has it. The results start coming in. It's like the magnet is attracted in. Today, I want to talk to you about mistakes that are costing you progress with your goals. And these are some of the most common mindsets and also actions that I see. I want you to become aware of where you are doing this, in what ways you are doing this, so that we can clear that shit and help you come back to your power, yourself, your truth, and get you moving forward. Day three is all about becoming your own guru, your next level action steps, your next level, how to really ultimately rise into the version of you who already has it. And if you're struggling with taking your next steps, if you struggle with self-sabotage, if you struggle with fear holding you back, if you feel like you've tried everything but nothing is working, or simply what I see a lot is you're telling yourself, I don't know what to do, how do I move forward? If you want that clarity on your next steps, day three, baby, is gonna be for you. So please come. Okay, mistakes that are costing you your dream life. I'm just gonna be dramatic like that and say it. Number one is outsourcing your power and decision-making to other people. When you look to gurus, manifestation gurus, business gurus, career success gurus, whatever, and say, just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do so that I can have it, so that I can get the result, please. Tell me what to do. Show me what to do. When you outsource all of your decision-making to someone else, that is costing you progress. And this might sound counterintuitive as a coach, but my number one job as your coach is ultimately to have you journey back to yourself. You are your own guru. You are your own healer. You are your own expert. You are the expert of your life. My job, ultimately, is to remove any lie, any conditioning, anything that the world or your past has placed upon you that has muddied your vision and made it unclear on what to do next. This is not about, you know, never trust anyone's advice or don't listen to people's advice. But if you're constantly looking to someone else to tell you what to do, to show you the way, that you're entering rocky territory, because you're essentially making them the hero of your story. There's a part of you that already knows what to do. And there's a part of you that is dying to just give it a go. But when you outsource that to someone else, what you're doing is removing your own power. You're eroding your own self-trust, because you're saying, I care more about your opinion than I do my own, about my own life. Like, don't get me wrong, I love learning. I invest heavily into myself. But if you're investing in something that is not ultimately encouraging you to trust yourself and come back to yourself, fucking run from that shit. If you're constantly feeling like someone needs to save you, then you need to steer that ship back to yourself. By the way, this also goes for always asking your friends, your mum, your family members, your partner, people at work for advice, and not simply doing what you know you want to do. That is another example of outsourcing your power and decision making. What do you think I should do about this? Like, oh, I don't know what to do about this situation. You do. You do know what you want to do. And it's okay to hash that out with someone. It's okay to have that space. That space is really important. But if you're subtly wanting someone to come in and fix the situation and just tell you what to do, that's costing you the confidence and clarity that you could gain from ultimately the bottom line coming down to you know what the next step is and you know what you want to do in that situation. The second thing is waiting for clarity, waiting for certainty. The one that irks me the most of them all is waiting for a sign. If you know what you want to do, you know what the next step you want to take is, but you're waiting to feel like it's the right time. You're waiting for a sign to confirm it. And that could also be like, I know what I want to do, but I'm going to ask my bestie what she thinks I should do. And if she says that it's the same thing, then I'm going to feel like, oh cool, I'm right, I'm confident to move forward. It's still you not trusting yourself and waiting for some external form of confirmation. When what if you simply waiting for the sign was the sign, but yet you're ignoring the number one sign, which is that you have the desire to do that thing, that you are feeling called to do that thing. The next thing is searching for the magic pill. And this can kind of go hand in hand with outsourcing your power to like a guru or an expert. I used to be in this boat where I would be like ravenous for every single different podcast I could get my hands on, every single book, so many different online courses. I was always searching for the thing. And every time I landed on another thing, a different way of doing it, I would secretly hope that this was like the number one thing that was the magic pill. And it's like this one manifestation tool will manifest millions of pounds into your life. Where that can be a mistake that's costing you moving forward is if you place all your eggs in one basket and you're like, this is the thing. Because if that doesn't work for you, if that's not your thing, if another tool is going to work better for you, what are you going to do? You're going to end up stuck in a cycle of that searching and constant outsourcing. Clearly this didn't work for me, so I probably did it wrong, or like there's something wrong with me. Maybe this is the thing instead. This person over here is saying that EFT is the number one thing, but this person over here is saying I need to journal in this way. But this person over here is saying if I just listen to this meditation every day, then my dream life will land in my lap and like the Ferrari will show up on my drive. Oh my God. Oh, exhausting, right? And it's costing you progress because you're making the thing, that guru's formula or whatever, your magic pill. And the truth is, you don't need a magic pill. You need to come back to yourself. All of those external things are tools in your toolkit, and they are just that. They are tools in your toolkit. They can make the process smoother, easier, quicker, yes. But the process of creating your dream life is still your process ultimately. And there's not one single tool that is going to fix you, because you don't need to be fixed. The next thing is not taking action. Sounds obvious, but not taking action is costing you progress with your goals. Many people have been let down by mainstream media manifestation. Like surface level manifestation information. Because even if we talk about the inner work of you need to become the version of you who already has it, even that can be surface level advice. If you think that watching that documentary or reading that book and making a vision board and feeling good for a week about it, if you think that is taking action, and then you're ultimately going to feel gutted and feel crap about yourself when you don't make the level of progress that you want to make because you've not gone beyond the surface level, and without the deeper unconscious work of not only becoming the version of you who already has it, but actually healing, processing, releasing the parts of you that don't want it, the parts of you that are keeping you stuck in an all or nothing loop, the parts of you that are scared of being judged and therefore will not allow you to show up and take action and put yourself out there in the way you desperately want to. That deeper work is required for manifestation to be something that is consciously, intentionally experienced in your life. Manifestation is already happening. You're already a powerful manifester. Without understanding yourself and without understanding the deeper layers of the process, it's like working with 5% of your potential, when if we do the unconscious work of really rewiring your beliefs, really digging into your identity, how you see yourself. When you look in the mirror, who's the person looking back at you? Who is that person to you? How do you feel about them? What do you say to them in your head? That is required. And of course, the conscious action steps in your day-to-day life is required too. The next thing is not doing the necessary inner work alongside taking action. I've jumped ahead of myself there and basically just said that. There's this layer of soil, and every year, every experience, there's all these layers to you, your conditioning, your beliefs, your values, how you see yourself, who you are as a person. Making a vision board ain't gonna cut it. It's fun. I fucking love making vision boards. I'm looking at mine right now. If you're following these gurus telling you to do this, do that, do this, do that, without doing the deeper layer of the work, you're not going to make progress. And likewise, at the end of the day, if you're doing all the inner work, but you're also not following the steps that you know you need to take. So if you spend all day doing the deepest level of healing and inner transformation and all this amazing stuff that we cover really well inside of Next Level You, by the way, it opens on Friday, and you're never posting about your business on social media, or you never put that money in your savings account, you never view the houses, you never put your hand up in a meeting to put yourself forward for that opportunity, yeah, you're not going to get results. And I think people can get stuck in two camps. One, it is just focused on action and literally burning themselves out because they're working so hard yet getting so little results because who they're being is not matching up with the results that they want. There's zero inner work involved. But there's also people on the other end of the spectrum who are doing all the inner work and, you know, are the personal development junkies, but they're not bottom line, like putting themselves out there in the physical world, in the 3D, in order to meet the universe halfway. And both of those people need to meet me here in the middle and find that balance. And what I will say is, if that resonates with you, Next Level You is going to be perfect for you. Doors are opening on Friday and you will have an opportunity to join. But for now, I want to say, if this resonates, please show up for day 3, whether you're live with us or on the replay. Yes, you've had some breakthroughs. Yes, you've had some internal aha moments this week, but you're also leaving with some tangible action steps to move forward, because we're about both here. We're about both. So thank you so much for tuning in again. I can't wait for day 3. I'll see you there if you're registered, and if not, you can register for free and catch up with us in the link in the show notes.